"We do not begin from scratch," stressed the Czech Foreign Minister Petr Maczinka, and pointed to what he described as overlapping positions on a number of European and foreign policy issues.
Spojí nás velké množství shodných postojů na všechny možné otázky.
We share a large number of common positions on a wide range of issues: European affairs, foreign policy, ideology, energy, security, and others. Although this is the first official visit, I am glad that in this case there was already a solid basis for discussion, said Petr Maczinka, and added that the talks included energy and what he called shared positions on the EU's ETS2 emissions trading system, as well as approaches to dealing with mass migration. He also mentioned efforts to make the Visegrad 4 framework more effective and noted that some business-related topics had been handled separately in talks involving Deputy Prime Minister Karel Havlíček. Both ministers also referenced the broader political context, including a recent Czech election and what the Hungarian foreign minister Szijjártó described as strengthened patriotic presence within European Union consultations. In his remarks, the Hungarian foreign minister linked that to the prospect of renewed cooperation inside the Visegrad group. Szijjártó also devoted significant attention to Hungary's position on the war in Ukraine and to the role he said the United States should play in promoting peace. He framed Hungary's stance as exceptional within the European Union and reiterated that Budapest would not support sending weapons or money to Ukraine.
Ugyanígy közösen mondunk nemet a háborúra.
In the same way, we jointly say no to war, we jointly support the American peace efforts. We will not allow ourselves to be dragged into the war, and we hope that Donald Trump's efforts will be successful. It is clear that in Brussels a decision has been made that one must go to war against Russia. We Hungarians have decided that we will stay out of this war. We will not send the money of the Hungarian people, and we will not send Hungarian weapons to Ukraine either. Stressed the Hungarian foreign minister, asked about the tensions concerning the United States' aim to acquire Greenland, Maczinka said Czechia could potentially play a constructive role because of what he described as above-standard relations with Washington. He referred to consultations with EU foreign ministers, including the EU's top diplomat, Kaja Kallas, and said the issue would come up again at the next meeting of EU foreign ministers in Brussels.
Co se týče Grónska, tak tady ta naše pozice.
As far as Greenland is concerned, our position is that this is not a simple situation. And because it is not a simple situation, it means it cannot be resolved by some statement or a single sentence. That is probably what the Prime Minister was referring to. It is a complex matter and it requires negotiations. We naturally support such talks, even if they take a longer time, and we are also prepared, as the Czech Republic, to make use of the fact that we have very good and above-standard relations with the United States, perhaps better than some other European countries. We could therefore be ready in those negotiations to offer our position as a supportive one, for example, to Denmark. Another topic raised at the press conference was a proposed peace council by the US President Donald Trump. Maczinka said Czechia had not received any official invitation to join, and he also pointed to the reported price tag, $1 billion, as unrealistic for Czech public finances. Hungary, by contrast, has said it is ready to participate.